Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Lawmasters Law of God broadcast. The main content of this program is sent out to those of the papacy and all Gentiles. God is in heaven. God is in the world. God is on planet Earth. God is talking presently on Blog Talk Radio. These are witnesses of God, proof of the legitimacy of God in T.L. Hart. The call of God, the expectation coming from concerning God, the expectations concerning God, the writ on all things, which I will bring forth today, and the promises concerning God. These also we have the signs, the undeniable, infallible signs of the presence of God on earth. These are all witnesses and proof of the legitimacy of God in T.L. Hart. God is called. He is not to be viewed as hostile or as an enemy. God is expected. He is therefore to be welcomed. God is tasked. His work should be respected and appreciated. God is promised certain things in the AVB. The promises should be made good. The papacy should make good on its promises to God. We have a curse in the papacy's conspiracy, which I talked on last time we gathered together. We have a curse in the papacy's conspiracy. Leviticus 24:15 says these words. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, whosoever curses his God shall bear his sin. The important part of that verse is, whosoever curses his God shall bear his sin. Okay, also in Job chapter 2, we find these words. Curse God and die. And that is exactly what we find in the papacy's conspiracy to assassinate God. We find a curse. That's Job 2:9. Curse God and die. Leviticus 24:15. Whosoever curses his God shall bear his sin. In the conspiracy, the papacy plans to consume all things. So we have the planned eradication of all things. What God does shall be forever. That's Ecclesiastes 3:14. Ecclesiastes 3:14. Whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. All of these things are part of the glorious law of God. The scriptures I am reading, that is. We know also that the conspiracy, the papacy's planned conspiracy to assassinate God, eradicate all things, put to death all family members of God. We know that the conspiracy is not a part of the law. It is not a part of the glorious law of God. The conspiracy is wickedness. So in all things and among all things, we find wickedness. All right? What God doeth, it shall be forever. We have the glorious law of God, the word from the word of our God shall stand forever. And we also have, we'll remind you of the statement in Revelation, the glorious law of God begins with these words, the words of God shall be fulfilled. So we have the words of God shall be fulfilled, the word of our God shall stand forever. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we have these words, ever follow that which is good. Ever follow that which is good. That in 1 Thessalonians, and the statement comes from verse 15. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. We can simply say, see that none render evil for evil unto any, but ever follow that which is good. Okay? And we noticed last week, last time in the conspiracy, that the papacy reaches out to other Gentiles to join him in the planned assassination attempt. Reaches out to others among its own people. Those are the Gentiles. And we know that there's a history of the Gentiles carrying out the will, the word of the papacy in the Authorized Version Bible. We see that in the papacy's curse, infamous curse against African people. We see that in the papacy's iniquitous law of Passover. There's a pattern of the Gentiles carrying out the word of the papacy. In the conspiracy, the papacy is determined to not give heed to God's word, and the papacy bids others among the Gentiles to join itself in not giving heed to any of God's words. Ecclesiastes 12, fear God, keep his commandments. Hebrews, obey them that have the rule over you. These are rules, these are commandments which the papacy in its planned assassination of God is breaking. The papacy is breaking these commandments. Fear God and keep his commandments. Obey them that have the rule over you. Hebrews. Let's see if I can just find the statement quickly here. Okay, Hebrews 13:17. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. Okay. In Exodus 22:28, Exodus 22:28, thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people. Now God has been called to rule over the Gentiles. So God is a called ruler. The papacy in its assassination scheme willed to curse God, which it did in the conspiracy, and of course But let's just let that stay there right now. The papacy cursed God. The law says, thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people. All right, Joshua chapter 1. We find these important words. Joshua 1, verse 18. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy God's commandment and will not hearken unto God's words in all that God commandeth him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. So the Gentiles are compelled by the law to obey God's word, obey the words of God. Okay? Even as the glorious law says, the words of God shall be fulfilled. Okay? Galatians 6:7, God is not mocked. In the assassination scheme, the planned assassination scheme, there's a mocking of God. God has been led to believe, think, look for, expect one thing, and the papacy disappoints him. That's a mocking of God. And the law clearly states God is not mocked. That's the standard. The papacy has transgressed that standard there. God is not mocked. They have despised the word of God. If I can turn over here. To Proverbs, listen, they that forsake the law praise the wicked. Proverbs, that's Proverbs 28:4. They that forsake the law praise the wicked. But such as keep the law contend with them. Proverbs 28:7, whoso keepeth the law is a wise son. Proverbs 28:9, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, listen, even his prayer shall be abomination. Now we find a prayer from the papacy in what is called the Lord's Prayer. Remember, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The papacy has cursed God. The papacy has planned a takeover of the kingdom of God, illegal takeover of the kingdom of God. The papacy has conspired to assassinate God. The papacy has conspired to destroy, consume all things that have come from God and concerning God. The law says, Proverbs 28:9, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Happy, Proverbs 28:14, happy is the man that feareth always. And, of course, in the glorious law of God, the Gentiles are admonished to what? Fear God. I read the statement there coming from Ecclesiastes 13. Fear God and keep his commandments. Okay? And that is taken from Ecclesiastes 13. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Fear God and keep his commandments. Okay? So, The conspiracy is definitely against the law of God. The conspiracy is against the glorious law of God. The conspiracy is against the promises of God. The papacy has promised God that he shall be secure or safe, even in what we know as the Ten Commandments. There is a statement there, thou shalt not kill. The papacy has sought to kill God. Of course, in the conspiracy, the papacy has spoken against God. In the conspiracy, the papacy seeks to and plans to topple the government of God and unlawfully take over the helm of power. Of course, in the book of Acts, we have the commandment, fight not against God. Fight not against God. In the conspiracy, the papacy fights against God. In the planned conspiracy, the papacy fight against God. In the conspiracy, the papacy and Gentiles seek to destroy everything that would remind them of God, that his God's name be no more remembered. In the conspiracy, the papacy dooms all family members of God. The papacy undermines God in their 11-point smear campaign, which I read the last time. Okay? The smear campaign is injurious to God. Then we come up on a confession from the papacy. The confession is in, this confession is in 2 Corinthians 7. 2 Corinthians verse, chapter 7, verse 2. And they say to God, receive us. Then we have this confession coming from the papacy to God. We have wronged no man. And of course, I tell you that no man in the Authorized Version Bible is a nickname for God. We have wronged no man. So, that is that for the conspiracy. We're going to talk about the writ today. I'm going to read from the papacy's writ on all things. The papacy's writ on all things. Before we get to the writ, let me read this or these things. Okay, here we go. God reveals papacy's secret laborious writ on all things. This is an act of God, revealing the papacy's laborious writ on all things. Also, God will read the Ten Commandments on all things. What is the secret writ? What is its purpose? Who is it to? What is its statute of limitations? What is written in the writ? Those are questions that will be addressed on this program today, this episode of Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. Questions of interest, 1, 2 Samuel 15:27. Art not thou, God, a seer? What is a seer? A seer is one who sees things. Have I seen anything? Yes. These are some of the things I have seen. In the AVB, I have seen the papacy's curse against black people. In the AVB, I have seen the papacy's iniquitous Passover law. in the AZB, I have seen the paper says promises concerning God. In the AZB, I have seen the paper says high expectations of God. In the AZB, I have seen the paper says infallible, undeniable signs of the presence of God on earth where no man is. In the AZB, I have seen the paper says glorious law of God, among other things. Also, relative to today's program, a featured portion here, in the AZB, I have seen the papacy's laborious writ on all things. So they asked me, art not thou a seer? Well, those are some of the things I have seen. Two, Acts 14:15. Why do ye, God, these things? The answer to that will come in the reading of the papacy's laborious writ on all things. Why do ye these things? The answer is found in the laborious writ. Three, Romans 4, verse 3. What saith the scripture? A few moments ago, I read some statements, some scriptural statements. And those things have to do with the law of God. Those things are commandments concerning God, rules, etc. We see that the scripture says, curse God and die. The papacy had put a curse on God. We see in the scriptures, the papacy says, keep the commandments of God. Fear God and keep his commandments. What saith the scriptures? The scripture says, the words of God shall be fulfilled. What saith the scripture? The scripture says, the word of our God shall stand forever. What saith the scripture? The scripture says, ever follow that which is good. Those are things of law. So, I can say that scripture is law. Scripture is equal to law. Scripture is tantamount to law. Scripture is law. Okay? And of course, I identify the law. I identify the parts of the law, whether they be commandments or whatever. Those things are identified by me. Okay? What saith the scripture? In the next statement here, Job 14:15, the papacy says to God, thou, God, shalt call, and I, the sitting pope, will answer. Thou shalt call, and I, the sitting pope, will answer. That's a promise. The scripture gives a promise to God. Thou shalt call, and I, the sitting pope, will answer. Statement of concern. 1. Isaiah 40, verse 26. He, God, calleth them all by names. What does that mean? He, God, calleth them all by names. I want to read something here. Here's what that scripture means. He calls them all by name, by the greatness of his power. One, the papacy's infamous law of the curse against African people. That's the name. Two, the papacy's iniquitous law of Passover. The law of silence and deceit. That's a name given to a thing in Bible content. Three, the papacy's solemn promises concerning God. That's a name given to a thing, the promises in Scripture. Four, the papacy's high expectations concerning God. That's the name of a thing or things in Scripture. Five, the papacy's infallible, undeniable signs of the presence of God on earth where no man is. That's a name of a thing or things in Scripture. He calls them all by names by the greatness of his might. He calls them all by name. Six, the papacy's laborious writ on all things, the power of God. That's the name of a thing or some things in Scripture. Seven, the papacy's noteworthy tribute to God, the gift of God. That's a name of a thing or things in Scripture. Eight, the papacy's glorious law of God. That's the name of a thing or things in Scripture. Nine, the papacy's multifarious law of God. That's the name of a thing or things in Scripture. He calls them all by a name. Nine, or ten rather, God's Freedom of Information Act. That's the name of a thing that God has written. 11, God's ban on Jesus. That's the name of a thing God has written. 12, God's annulment of the papacy's iniquitous Passover law. That's the name of a thing God has written. 13, the papacy's deliberate call of God. That's the name of a thing or things in Scripture. And 14, God's record of the papacy's secret blasphemy and treachery against God. That is the name of a thing or things in Scripture. All right? Those are all works of God. Those are 14 works of God. Now, what are the Gentiles to do with the works of God? We find an answer to that in John 10:38. John 10:38. I read these words. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. The important part, the answer coming out of that statement is this. Believe the works. Believe the works of God. That's what the Gentiles are supposed to do. That's what they are expected to do. That's what they are commanded to do. This is a commandment. Believe the works. That's a commandment. The Gentiles are to carry out that commandment. Those of the papacy are to carry out that commandment. Believe the works of God. Okay. Let's move on. Romans 13:1. The powers that be are ordained of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. What have they been ordained, or what have the powers, the Gentile powers that be, been ordained? What have they been ordained? Okay. The powers among the Gentiles, the powers that be among the Gentiles are two. One, 2 Kings 2:16, seek thy master. Who is their master? God is the Gentiles' master. They are to seek their master. Malachi 2:15, let none deal treacherously. Let none deal treacherously against his or her God. John 10:38, I just said that a few moments ago. Believe the works of God. Coming from Jonah chapter 1, call upon thy God. Okay? Those, the powers that be have been ordained to do those things. Okay? So, the powers that be, the powers among the Gentiles, have been ordained concerning God. Okay. Luke 10:35. The powers that be, including those of the papal office, they are to take care of him. They are to take care of God. That's Luke 10:35. Acts 25:21. I, the Lord, the papacy, commanded him to be kept. The papacy is confirming the thing that the papacy has commanded the rulers of the Gentiles, the powers that be, to take care of God. Malachi 2:15, and I've said this already, let none deal treacherously. Romans 12, verse 1. The powers that be among the Gentiles are to present their bodies a living sacrifice to God. Present your bodies, yourselves, a living sacrifice to God. 2 Kings 2:16, as I said, seek thy master. And we have the statement in Revelation 22:3, his servants shall serve him. That's the expectation, that's the will of the papacy concerning the servant of God. Revelation 22:3, his servant shall serve him. Okay. Now, things that have come to pass, Job 10:6, thou inquirest after mine iniquity and searchest after my sin. You can add these things to your notes with regard to things that have come to pass. Job 10:6. Thou, God, inquirest after mine iniquity and searchest after my, the papacy's, sin. Okay, and we have seen the papacy's sin in the papacy's conspiracy to assassinate God. Psalm 10:15, this thing has come to pass, and this is coming from the papacy to God. Seek out here the papacy's wickedness till thou find none. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. 1 Samuel 2:5 and 1 Samuel 2:6-8. Thou calledest me. There we have God saying to the papacy that they call him. All right, that's a thing that has come to pass. The papacy has called God to come to earth and to not only come, but to come and bear rule, to come and rule over the Gentiles. Matthew 27:23, what evil has he done? Okay, what evil has the papacy done? I have shown you evil that the papacy has planned to do in the conspiracy, the papacy's conspiracy to assassinate God. On the order of Numbers 22:37, these words, did I, the papacy, not call thee? Of course, the papacy called God. The papacy has indeed called God. So, the call of God is a done deal. It's a fait accompli. They have called God. God has responded. Okay? So, I believe we are now ready for the reading of the papacy is laborious, writ on all things. I shall begin. The Lord, all caps, are the papacy's writ on all things. God's authorization, which is given by the Lord, all caps, the papacy, to make all things. That's the authorization, make all things. All right, John 9, verse 4, Matthew 19:26, no man can work. The authorization, a part of the authorization of God. No man can work. No man, again, being a nickname the papacy uses with reference to God. With God, all things are possible. All right? The things, all things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Numbers 31:21. This, the following writ on all things, is that which the Lord, all caps, or the papacy, has commanded me. The writ on all things. Numbers 30, verse 1, Deuteronomy 6, verse 6, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 37, Philippians 3, verse 21, and Ephesians 4, verse 10. This is the things listed below, which the Lord, all caps, or the papacy, has commanded me, the author of this document. These words, the things listed below, which I, the Lord, all caps, the papacy, command thee this day, shall be in thine heart, or a part of the main body of content. These following things are the commandments of coming from the Lord, all caps, or the papacy, intended for me. Psalm 61, verse 7, 1 Kings 22, verse 5, Isaiah 29, verses 11 through 12, Revelation 5, verse 4, John 5, verse 39, Ecclesiastes 1, verse 13, Matthew 19, verse 26, Job 11, verse 15. Prepare mercy and truth. Inquire, I, the Lord, all caps, the papacy, pray thee, at the word of the Lord. Read this, I pray thee. The this is a reference to the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB. Read this, I pray thee. Open and read the book, the AVB. Search the scriptures. Seek and search out all things. With men, this, to seek and search out all things, is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Thou shalt be steadfast and shalt not fear. Job 34, verse 16, Job 33, verse 5, Job 11, verse 13, John 9, verse 3, Romans 12, verse 21. If now thou hast understanding, hear this. Hearken to the voice of my words. If thou canst answer me, 1, set thy words in order, 2, thou shalt be steadfast and not fear, 3, the works of God should be made manifest, clear, plain, and 4, overcome evil with good. Reading of the writ on all things continues. My permit, Luke 21, verse 22. All things which are written below may be fulfilled, or all things which are written may be fulfilled. That's a permit. The Lord, all caps, the papacy, has said to me, Revelation 1, verse 11, Leviticus 26:10, Daniel 12, verse 4, Psalm 90, verse 16, Philippians 1, verse 7. What thou seest, write in a book. Ye shall bring forth the old. Knowledge shall be increased. let thy work appear to thy servant, and thy glory to their children. I have you in my heart. Now we come to the Ten Commandments on all things. The papacy, Ten Commandments on all things. I have received from the Lord, all caps, or the papacy, that is, the following commandments concerning all things. 1. Hebrews 8:5, Isaiah 43, verse 2, Mark 14, verse 36. See, saith he, the papacy, to me, that thou make or provide all things. I, the papacy, will be with of the same belief, opinions, etc., thee. All things are possible to thee. 2 Philippians 3, verse 21, subdue, conquer, master all things. 1 Corinthians 14, 40, let all things be done decently and in order. 3 Ephesians 4, verse 10, fill or supply all things. 4, 2 Corinthians 7, verse 11, in all things be clear. 5, Ecclesiastes 1, verse 13, Psalm 139, verse 23. Seek and search out all things. Know my heart and know my thoughts. 6, John 6, verse 12, Nahum 3, verse 18. Gather up the fragments of all things. No man gathereth them. No man, nickname for God. 7, Ephesians 1, verse 10. Gather or document all things. 8, 2 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Be obedient in all things. 9, 1 Thessalonians 5, 21, prove, prove, establish as true, demonstrate to be a fact all things. And 10, Philippians 2, 14, do all things without disputing. In the things below, the Lord, all caps, or the papacy, has given me additional instructions. John 14, 1, 1 Kings 3, verse 9, let not thine heart or main body of content be troubled, disordered, in a confused state. Give thy servant, the sitting pope, an understanding, clear, intelligible, comprehensive heart, body of content. Psalm 14, verse 2, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, 1 Kings 18, verse 21. Understand and seek God. Glorify God in your body, or main content of writing. Whatsoever ye do, do all to producing, resulting in the glory of God. If the Lord, all caps, be God, follow, succeed in rank, power, position, him. Job 33, verse 28, Exodus 33, verse 18, Lamentations 4, verse 4, Leviticus 11, verse 33. See the light. Show me thy glory. Show me, the sitting pope, thy glory. No man breaketh or reveals it. No man breaks the glory of God. No man breaks the identity of God. Ye shall break, reveal, make known it the glory of God, the papacy says to me. I am doing that. I have done that. What I have done, I have revealed God. I have identified, publicly declared the name of God. Okay? 2 Samuel 15, verse 36, Isaiah 59, verse 9, Romans 12, verse 19. Listen to this, what the papacy has commanded me to do with my work. Ye shall send to me, the Lord, all caps, the papacy, everything you can hear, understand. I will repay, saith the Lord, all caps. We, the Lord, all caps, the papacy, and the Gentiles, wait for light. Proverbs 6:23 says, the law is light, the knowledge of God. We wait for light. By means of this program and through this program, the Gentiles, including those of the papacy, are getting light from God. They are getting knowledge from God. Now, what knowledge have I presented that was not in the papacy, or that the papacy did not know? Out of all the things, the information I present to you, there is one thing that the papacy did not know. They did not know the name of God. I have declared to the papacy and the world the name of God on a previous program. I've also read it off today, on this program earlier. The expectation, John 4, verse 25, Daniel 11, verse 12. He, God, will tell, show, demonstrate to us, the Lord, all caps, the papacy, and the Gentiles, all things. His, God's heart, main body of content, shall be lifted up, exalted as the heart of God. As a note here, follow in the 1 Kings 18:21 commandment means to take the place of in rank, position, authority, power, etc. The papacy asks the question. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 16, who is sufficient for these things, the things listed above? In answer, the Lord all caps said to me in Daniel 4, verse 18, thou art able, competent, legally authorized to come to the knowledge of the truth, including the truth of God. The papacy says to God in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 2, Revelation 10, verse 9, ye know what commandments we, the papacy, gave you, God. It is evident in the things above. Give me, the Lord, all caps, of the papacy says to God, the little book you have written. Ladies and gentlemen, I have read to you this day the papacy's laborious writ on all things. The writ is clear. The writ is definite. The writ speaks with specificity. The phrase, all things there, and I've said this before on this program, I believe. If not, I'm saying it again. I'm saying it now. All things is a reference here to all the things concerning God. All things. Remember, I read today from the Lord laborious writ on all things. I read the Ten Commandments on all things. The Ten Commandments concerning, regarding all things. All right? That was the feature presentation for today. The Ten Commandments on all things. Okay? I say now at this time for you, all the people, to work the links on Lawmaster's page. Send a column, Lawmaster's show page. There are two links there. I bid you click on the links. One link, there is the PayPal account. You can get a copy of, or as many copies as you want, of God's document, the law of God, all things are demonstrated, power of God. And the second link there is you will get the, bring up the YouTube presentation. Visit that link, please. Visit the PayPal link. Work the links. Work the links. You may call in. Guest call-in number. Let's see here. I've got to get to that. Let's see here. So I can give you the guest call-in number. I intended to give it at the beginning of the program. For the guest call-in number, I'm pulling it up right now. Okay, here we go. The guest call-in number is taking us a little time to come up. Okay. Clicked on the wrong thing. I'm sorry there. Let's see here. Let's try this again. Okay, here we go. Waiting on it to come up. It's been a pretty interesting program today. The papacy's laborious writ on all things, and the featured presentation, the papacy's Ten Commandments concerning all things. Very enlightening. And with these things, we see the work that the papacy has assigned to God. The work the papacy has set forth for God to do. That's the writ on all things. It shows the work that God was supposed to do. God has done that work. God has accomplished his work on all things. Okay, so we see how this goes with the call of God. God has been called by the papacy to come and reign. God has been called to come and do specific tasks which he has performed, he has carried out. Okay? God. God is. Okay, guest call in number 1-718-664-6262. Guest call in number 1-718-664-6262. Okay, Again, the guest call-in number is 1-718-664-6262. We may go over a few minutes if we have any people online. Today I hope to turn on the mics. I was told to turn on the mics. Okay. So stay with us. Let me read these things here as we as our hour will soon come to an end. We have 4 minutes remaining. I have this information. Let me say this, too, while I'm gathering the information. Just as I have been assigned things to do in the AVB, the sitting pope goes to the papal office, or I know the sitting pope has specific duties that he is supposed to do that are in the Bible also. All right? I have a part that I have to do in the AVB. The sitting pope has a part he has to do in the AVB. Okay? And again, God has called and commanded the sitting pope to come visit him, as he is now commanding all the powers that be among the Gentiles to come and visit him, come and visit God. Okay? Signs of the Supreme Pontiff. Sign. Listen to this. The question is answered in this part. 2 Kings 23:17, John 6:30, and Jeremiah 1:13. Here's one question. What title is that that I see? And that's the only one that I want to deal with right now. So that must be 2 Kings 23:17. Let's make sure here, 2 Kings 23:17. And that statement says this. Then he said, what title is that that I see? And that's the part that I want. What title is that that I see? 2 Kings 23:17. Well, as I examined the Authorized Version Bible, I saw the title, His Grace. And that's in Psalm 74:9 says, we see our signs. It's written, we see not our signs. These are the things I see. Okay? I see the title, His Grace. 1 Corinthians 15:10, His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. And I might as well stop here. The hour is about over. I will see if we have any callers. If we have any callers, we will stay on. If not, we will go off. Okay, so in the 90 seconds, let's see. Guest call in number 1-718-664-6262. 1-718-664-6262. And remember, we hope to be back here again on Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast next Sunday morning. That's 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another broadcast of Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. And next Sunday is the 8th. Okay. Let's see here. Next Sunday is indeed the 8th. Join us again for another broadcast of Lawmaster, Law of God broadcast. We have about 18 seconds remaining for the screaming part. And I do hope we get some calls. I'd like to get some feedback. So I ask again, call. Call guest call in number 1-718-664-6262. Okay. So that's it for our screening. Let's see here. I'm not showing we have any callers. Okay, show is on but not screening. Let me go ahead and do this, finish this part. All right. So, 1 Corinthians 15:10, His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. Exhibit 2, Galatians 1:15, and call me by His grace. Exhibit 3, Ephesians 1:6-7, and Acts 20:32. The glory of His grace, the riches of His grace, the word of His grace. Excuse me. What am I doing here? I am showing titles of the Supreme Pontiff that are in the Bible. Titles of the Supreme Pontiff that are in the Bible, titles of the Pope that are in the Bible. The first title I see was, or is, His Grace. What title is that I see? That's the question the Bible asked me in 2 Kings 23:17. What title is that I see? The next title I see is, I see the title signed, His Excellency, a title that may be used in speaking about the Pope, His Excellency. Exhibit 1, Job chapter 13, verse 11, shall not His Excellency make thee afraid? Exhibit 2, Job 37:5, the voice of His Excellency. Another title of the Pope, His Excellency. The first title I read was His Grace. What title is that I see? I see the title His Holiness, a title of the Pope. Exhibit 1, Psalm 97, verse 12, the remembrance of His Holiness. Exhibit 2, Hebrews 12, verse 10, partakers of His Holiness. Exhibit 3, Psalm 47, verse 8, the throne of His Holiness. We're talking about titles of His Holiness, titles of His Excellency, titles of His Grace, titles of the Pope. What title is that I see? I see the title Holy Father. Webster Dictionary tells me a title of the Pope. Exhibit, John 17:11, Holy Father. What title is that I see? I see the title, His Majesty and Thy Majesty, a title that may be used in speaking to or about the Pope. Exhibit 1, 2 Peter 1:16. We were eyewitnesses of His Majesty. Exhibit 2, Psalm 145, verse 5, the glorious honor of Thy Majesty. Those are titles, several titles found in the Authorized Version Bible referring to the Pope. Rome, Italy, Vatican City. they are, again, His grace, His excellency, His holiness, Holy Father, His majesty, Thy majesty. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, 6 titles I read off today, found in the Authorized Version Bible. Titles of the Pope. Of course, the Bible speaks much about the Pope, okay, or the papacy. That is all I'm going to share with you today. Again, let me see if we have anyone online. Doesn't look like we do. All right. No caller. No caller. No caller. No caller. No caller. Okay. Join us again next week, next Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Law Masters, Law of God broadcast. Thank you.